Dave. You can bring up whatever's on your mind as we launch here into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that you'll find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
So there was a question that I'd asked earlier, proposed that we answer, and then I proceeded to distract myself and never actually answer it. So I wanted to make sure I got back to that because I had made a note. And it was regarding what people should do about this system of tyranny that we're being subjected to. And before you scoff and say, tyranny, this is the land of the free, maybe you're just tuning in. We talked in the very beginning of the show about a woman in Utah, just to give you an example of how crazy things are out there, a woman in Utah being thrown in a jail cell because she sold flowers from her house.
Dared to try to support herself.
Without asking for permission,
yes,
first,
yes.
Without begging from the bureaucrats to get a permission slip. You know how you had to get your hall pass when you left the elementary school classroom. Well, this isn't really that different, except the hall pass didn't cost you money. And in this case, and they probably wouldn't throw you in a jail cell if you went out anyway, although today they would because they're arresting kids all over the place for various different things they do in school. In fact, we'll talk about that here in a moment. But what to do about this, where you've got these government people that are so intrusive, their regulations are so controlling, the taxation is such a burden, like, where does it end? And what will you do to end it? Because it's our fault for putting up with it, right? I mean, in general, we...
It's not me.
Well...
It's not my fault. I'm not paying for it.
Okay. You've never gotten a license or anything like that, huh? You've never...
Well, no. I was playing on the, you know, how we say, you know, when people call and say we in reference to the troops or whatever.
When I say we, I mean Americans in general are very obedient.
Mm-hmm.
And they will get the licenses and they will bow down and they will kiss the boot.
It becomes the question of, you know, is the juice worth the squeeze? I mean, are you willing to, as they've incrementally, you know, disrupted and interfered with our lives, it becomes a question of cost-benefit analysis. Is it worth it to me to take off a day from work to go protest this or to go to jail over this or to argue whether or not this fine is valid?
Generally, it's not, right?
Right. So you just kind of slowly have your what the government is calling privileges, but are certainly not privileges, but rather
keeps getting turned up on the frog, as it were.
Well, right. So Michelle's right with the cost-benefit analysis.
Yeah.
From an individual perspective, it's always more beneficial to go along to get along.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, always.
Yeah.
Because, you've got to get the license, which means you have to jump through the hoops, which means you have to pay the fine or the fees, and it means you have to fill out paperwork or hire a lawyer, whatever, you know, however complicated the process is for whatever it is you want to do. It's always better to do that than to sit in jail for several weeks, right? I mean,
or have your vehicle that, you know, you own outright and that you have, you know, properly maintained and cared for taken away from you.
Right. So from that perspective, from the individual's perspective, yeah, okay, let's go along to get along. Let's pay the damn fines. Let's move along. Let's get past this bureaucracy so we can get to work. That's what people want to do. They want to just do what they want to do.
And then maybe have a couple hours to go to the beach with your kids on the weekend. I mean, you know, just life.
Right. So, and I don't blame anybody for that. I don't blame them. That's, you got to do what's right for you, and you've got to have your priorities, and that's fine. But in the aggregate, on the whole, if you will, this continued going along to get along has gotten us where we are, which is where a woman has been arrested for selling flowers from her home. There was a guy that was cutting wood back in New York. We made a promo out of this years ago. A guy, old guy, blind man, was using a some sort of machine to cut wood for people, cut firewood, and they arrested that guy. They threatened him.
How about the little girl in Oregon who had the lemonade stand?
Those have happened all over.
There's been a myriad of lemonade stories. It's amazing.
So that's why it doesn't pay to go along to get along.
Correct.
In the long run, everybody becomes more enslaved because of it, and it's because they've tacitly allowed it to happen. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to have to jump through those hoops. I mean, I don't think most people, maybe there are some people that really love the idea of filling out government forms and paying
fees. But, you know, I typically, am the hard you know, hardliner on a lot of these things. Mm-hmm. I'll play devil's advocate for this one. I have a lot of compassion and empathy for the person who, you know, tries to say no. You know, having been in that situation, you are surrounded by your neighbors, by your family, by your friends who tell you, what is wrong with you?
Mm-hmm.
Just register your car. Why do you have to buck the system? Why do you be so difficult? And you know, saying no becomes not just you against the state.
Mm.
Your friends and loved ones suddenly are looking at you like you're a nut job and you know, and things. And it becomes lonely, you know? And
sure
so
does.
That is why I moved to New Hampshire, so that I could be around people. And you know what? I don't get along with everyone. I don't like everyone. But I can tell you that this is, for the first time in my life, I am around people who have the same commitment to saying no to the state. And that
Absolutely.
Is incredibly valuable.
Thank you for going there, Michelle, because that was what I was going to propose. And you're right. I'm glad you brought up the social ostracism aspect of this, because the poor obedient Americans out there have been going along to get along for so long. When one of their loved ones steps out of line, they're only doing it to you because they care about you. Mm-hmm. See,
they don't want to see me go to jail.
Right.
They don't want to see my children taken away from me.
Or, you know, whether it's your friends or mom and dad or whoever it is that is coming forth with this critique, they're doing it because they know that their lives have been pretty comfortable when they've gone along to get along. And they know that the government is violence.
Mm-hmm.
They know it at some level. Whether they're willing to cop to knowing it or not is another question.
Just keep your head down.
That's right.
Keep your head down.
They know, Michelle, that if you say no too much, somebody's going to bite your head off. Some government person's going to come and they're going to hurt you, and they like you and they love you and they've known you your whole life or however long they've known you, and they care about you and they don't want to see you get hurt, and they feel like, Michelle, that you're hurting yourself by doing this. You're asking for it.
Right, right. And is it really worth it? And you know, and to me, is it worth going to jail and losing my truck because I don't register it? Well, no, if you look at it like that. But is it worth being in the habit and maintaining a sense of vitality in my soul that I am not going to allow the state to turn me into a marionette? Yeah, I will fight for that.
Absolutely right. It is totally worth it to stand up for the principles in which you believe. Yeah. Otherwise, you're just a cog in the system. You are enabling the violence. The more you go along with it, the more you enable them.
Mm-hmm.
And the longer people go along with it, and then in larger numbers, the more control they have and the more empowered they feel to come up with new ideas as to how to control you. Case in point, here is a proposal from Houston, WOAI radio reporting. That a measure which would allow a judge to punish the parents of teenagers who engage in the risky practice known as...
sexting?
Yeah. How did you know? Did you see my screen?
No, I didn't. I was just guessing.
I'm in trouble. Goodness gracious.
Was introduced today in the Texas legislature. Don't worry. It's just Texas for now,
okay.
Michelle. We're okay. And immediately received the support of Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott. The measure introduced by some state senator would make sexting a Class C misdemeanor. Oh, wait a minute. We've heard about Class C misdemeanors recently in Texas. Do you recall what those were?
That was for kids that did all kinds of different things in school, whether it was writing on the desk or coming in late or that kind of thing.
All kinds of piddly crap. They're charging teenagers and six-year-olds and all ages of students with Class C misdemeanors for basically misbehaving in school and doing things that kids have been doing since time immemorial. So now they're planning on adding another item to the list of varied things that young people can be charged with as criminal acts.
What about the kids picking up trash or cleaning the chalkboard?
What do you mean by that?
If they misbehave, or something that they get, you know, be remedy, that they provide remedy.
You trying to take away work from the union, lady? Break your knees and cut your thighs, huh?
This is Texas, Mark. They probably wouldn't.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah. Sorry. This is my union voice.
Trying to take away work from the union? 800-259-9231. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MYTV. 1-877-814-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, you can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We give you the features there for free, including the news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. You can get on our email updates list or follow us on Twitter or Facebook. That's news.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it's totally free. Now, we're talking about solutions. to the problem of creeping statism, of total control that the government people are enacting over your lives, demanding that you beg them for permission to run a business, demanding that you pay them a portion of the money that you earn so they can go around the world and kill people. There's a lot of things that they do to control people, and the control is not lessening. It is becoming greater over time. And the reason for it is, the primary reason for it is because people allow it to happen. They're too afraid to do anything about it. And when somebody does step out of line, so to speak, as you were talking about earlier, Michelle, then the people that are in line, the other people that are also enslaved, as we all are, will get upset at you. Because you're an uppity slave, and you need to just settle down. I mean, you need to be quiet for your own good. I mean, we care about you, so stop. Stop stepping out of line.
Yeah, well, that's what it comes down to. It's about care, and they know that the government does punish disobedience. Mm-hmm. That's their intention, and they don't want you punished.
And, Michelle, your suggestion was that you moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to get together with other people who actually have an appreciation for non-cooperation, who understand
Correct.
That it's gone too far, and we need to stop going along to get along, and we need to en masse say no more of this. And there are different solutions that are being tried here in New Hampshire. There's people working the political system. There's mm-hmm. people doing non-cooperation. There's people refusing to take plea bargains and taking cases to trial. There's all manner. Civil disobedience, media outreach, all kinds of stuff is happening here. And it's because hundreds so far, and thousands soon, of like-minded, liberty-oriented people have made the move here as part of the Free State Project in order to settle here in New Hampshire, get involved in our local communities, meet people, spread the ideas of freedom, and get active. And it's been working brilliantly so far, and it's so early on in the process. There are, as
lots
I said,
of things are working. Actually, I didn't get a chance to talk to you guys since I was late, but I spoke to a lawyer today regarding a matter that of my own that he is in Concord, and he's also an anarchist, and he mentioned something about, you know, going and taking something and filling out a form for me at court today, and then he went, oh, wait, I need to do it tomorrow. The court's not open today. It closed at noon. I said, oh, and he said, yes, there's not enough money to keep it open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've been taking furlough days.
Right, so I think, you know, this is such an incredible opportunity, and the timing of it all, I think, is so essential to, you know, to affect change in different things. And, mm-hmm. and the fact that the state is suffering financially
sure
is a really good time,
to
nail it.
We can't move soon enough on this, and people can't get here soon enough. I mean, I'm glad I moved 4 years ago when I did, but it's so much better now, and there are hundreds of people who have already made the move as part of the Free State Project. Over 10,600 people are pledged to move, and there's a great excuse to come up here and check out New Hampshire. It's coming up this summer called the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening between June 20th and the 26th. It's a week-long event at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, right next to the White Mountains. Incredible views.
Beautiful there.
Just an amazing piece of property to spend some time on.
Sure
with,
is.
With some of the best, most amazing people that that you'll have the privilege of meeting. They're great folks that have made the move here. And hundreds more are, you know, again, coming to Porkfest. Porkfest is not about us here in New Hampshire getting together. We can mm-hmm. do that anytime. But it's about bringing people in from other places to see what
and
it's like.
And convoys are coming from all over the state. You can go to the Porkfest website.
Porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Early bird registration mm-hmm. is available. It's cheap. It's camping. So it's not going to cost you a whole lot of money besides that whatever travel costs are involved. And you can actually save 20% by using our coupon code, which is FREETALKLIVE. Now, that's all run together as one word. So FREETALKLIVE. Use that as your coupon code and get 20% off of early bird registration or T-shirts. Or whatever the other things are that they're selling there. Porkfest.com. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. As we continue here, we'll come back to sexting in a moment, but let's go to the phones first because they want to control you, parents, regarding what your kids decide to do with their cell phones. Let's go first, though, to Dennis in Alabama in Huntsville, listening to WBHP. Hello, Dennis.
Hello there. Yes, I just called in as I remarked about that lady you talked about in Utah that got arrested for the when the cell flowers out of her own home. And, of course, as I said on the phone right there, there's no Mormons that did that because Utah is a right-to-work state. The Mormon church believes in working, believes in being able to take care of yourself, and they'll help you when they can. And they believe in family big time. I happen to know I am a Mormon. I've lived in Utah before, and I don't know what part of Utah you're talking about right there, but that lady definitely needs to see a good lawyer out there, maybe even a member of the church.
Well, sir,
they can go after those police, and they will punish them, because that's Mormon country right there. And I'll tell you what, we Mormons, that's one of the things attracted me at church, we don't take that crap from nobody. We will get back at them.
I hear what you're saying. I actually lived in Park City, so I've lived in Utah before. And
well, I live in Salt Lake City.
It's a great community in terms of work and in terms of people who, you know, are ready and prepared for all things. And I think everyone should have a Mormon friend, is what I've said. But regarding that woman, yes, she does have a really good lawyer, and she also, though, but because it's flowers, I think that the catch is that flowers and food can fall under like FDA, you know, mandates where you have to be permitted and things. I'm not exactly certain in this case, in any event,
she served.
I mean, whether or not it's lawful or not, she spent 2 weeks thus far in jail. That is factual.
Yeah, well, I don't think God needed an FDA permit to grow the flowers, do you?
Great point, Dennis. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259.
Right.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Gene in Connecticut. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
I spoke to you before. You still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What I found out, believe it or not, and this involves with the teaching of children and all that, believe it or not, February 2nd, See It In Live. The person that runs the teachers union, and I've done a back check on her, quite incredible. She's actually an advocate.
But, which teachers union are we talking about here?
This actually goes right across the board. She's involved with the ACL, she's very big, okay?
Okay.
ALL, CIL, or all that, you know. She's very big. Her name is Randy Weingarten. And basically, the same thing as far as being victimized, and this goes across the whole country. It's not just in the state of Connecticut. I did a lot of research, okay? This lady basically is opening the doors to all the people, any teacher that's out there who has been victimized. School administrators.
Yeah, we're here. I'm not sure where you're going with this, but you're welcome to hang on. You can tell the rest of your story in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. Randy Weingarten, the president of the AFT, Union of Professionals, the American Federation of Teachers, apparently. So we'll see where he's going with this in a moment. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscles, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hello folks, this is Steve Shank. This week we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods, we've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including listening options. Got broadband and dial-up streams that air the latest episode of Free Talk Live around the clock. You can hear those at listen.freetalklive.com and also get details on our listen lines that will allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen in that way. Plus, there's our webcam as well as 93 or so radio stations across the country that air the show at various different times and our free-to-air satellite channel. You can get details on all of those options at listen.freetalklive.com. We had Gene on the line in Connecticut, invited him to hang through the break there to continue his story. He dropped off, unfortunately. But he was talking about, the teachers' union, some sort of national level teachers' union. And indeed, the woman's name that he mentioned, I did search for her here, and Randy Weingarten, the president of the 1.5 million member American Federation of Teachers, AFL-CIO, which represents teachers, paraprofessionals, and school-related personnel, higher education faculty and staff, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. So she is basically nurses. As he suggested, she is basically the head of the National Teachers Union. Now, I don't know where he was going with that. I feel like he was the same guy that called last week to talk about how he'd been blackballed from the union that in Connecticut, because the guy who called last week was also, you know, former teacher, substitute teacher, and had a conflict with, you know, something had happened at school, and as a result of that, he was blackballed. So I'm not sure where he was going with that, but just in general, the idea of unions, might as well comment on that while we get the chance, since it's been brought up. I am not opposed to the idea of unions, but I am opposed to the idea of forcing people to deal with them or forcing businesses to unionize. And in many cases, those are proposals that are on the table or moving forward when it comes to the government. I know that my ex-girlfriend, they were proposing this idea to make it so that 30% or something like that of people at a restaurant business could vote to unionize it, or just like some sort of absurd rule that they're just going to force upon people that are running businesses to, you know, basically force them to deal with unions and force them to get into that world when
right.
they may or may not want to.
If 60% of the people that work at a given business want to unionize, they should be able to do that thing. If the 40% don't want to unionize, they shouldn't have to.
Right.
So anytime you start a little club and then you force other people to be in your club and pay dues to your club, like, you don't have a club anymore. You've got a kind of a rolling prison thing.
Right. If your club is so great and the benefits of it are so apparent, then people should be able to join on their own. And the other problem with unions is that when they get involved in the government, again, having the government forcing people to do dealings with them, having the government get involved in negotiations, for instance. Whereas if you've got a union of individuals and they're not tied into the state or any sort of rules of mandating by the state, then you've just got a group of people that are attempting to increase their bargaining posture. And I have an appreciation
sure.
for that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. But if, as a business owner, I decide, well, I don't want to bargain with you union people anymore, I'm just going to fire you and, you know, bring in some scabs or whatever. And
but it wouldn't be scabs in that case, because the owner would have the right to let go of these union workers without fear of you know, attack by the union supported and backed by the state.
Yeah. So, I mean, that'd be nice. That I fully support totally voluntary associations without the backing of force. But they go much further than that. And that's where I begin to depart. So 800-259-9231 is the number here. We talked about sexting a few moments ago and just barely touched on the topic, wherein it has been proposed now in the Texas legislature that sexting would be made into a Class C misdemeanor, meaning your teenage son or daughter, if they were to take a photograph of themselves in maybe nude or partially nude, that would become a Class C misdemeanor. We've actually seen cases where they've been charged with teenagers have been charged with felony counts of
pornography,
child porn,
yeah.
For doing this,
taking pictures of themselves. Exploiting themselves for child porn.
Yeah, but beyond that, it would also allow a judge to sentence his or her parent to participate in an education program on sexting's long-term harmful consequences, as though the parent
oh my God.
Would have any ability to control what their kids do with their cell phone. Now, I suppose you could say, well, the parent could not get their kid the cell phone in the first place.
My kid doesn't have a cell phone, but he does have an iPod, which he bought with his own money.
With, like, a digital camera on it, I'd imagine,
yeah.
right? It's like, so cameras are so prolific these days. I mean, they're on your watch.
Right.
They're all over the
right.
place. So is the idea here that the only way to protect yourself from this as a parent is to essentially not allow your children to have any access to camera-like devices?
And what ages are we talking about, and is it only
teenagers?
Okay, so is it only photographs, or is
a video
it
would qualify? I would imagine. I'm not sure.
But it's not just language. It's not just suggestive.
Oh no, you know, we're talking about photos. Sexting is defined here as the use of an email or texting service to transmit an explicit photograph of themselves or another teen. The senator in Texas who introduced the bill says the bill ensures that prosecutors and, frankly, parents will have a new appropriate tool to address this issue. Oh, violence? Is that the tool you're talking about? The threat of...
So somehow my parents couldn't stop me from having sex, even though I was grounded for 3 months
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of, you know, things. I don't know if they were able to stop y'all, but... But we're somehow...
No, that wasn't my parents that were stopping me from having
sex. Yeah, I didn't have the chance.
okay. Anyway, so... But somehow we're supposed to be able to stop our kids from, you know...
From sexting.
From sexting.
Yeah. Or else you're going to be forced to go to a re-education class where you will learn about how bad it is to sex.
It'd be more effective to outlaw just certain types of cell phones for kids, or just cell phones in general.
You know what
teenagers.
I would do, actually, if now my kids are, what, 15, 17, my daughter doesn't mm-hmm. qualify, she's 19, but if this were to happen with either one of my boys, I would march down and have them emancipated.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Can you emancipate a teenager that doesn't want to be emancipated?
I'm sure if I gave my boys the option.
Mm-hmm. They go
and jump on that one. Okay.
I mean, you know, that doesn't mean that I would kick them out of the house, but for the purpose of the state, sure. You know?
So, this is a little more detail here. The National Campaign to Prevent Teen and Unplanned Pregnancy report in 2008 estimated that 22% of teen girls said they have electronically sent or posted online nude or semi-nude images of themselves.
Only 22%?
Only.
Yeah.
So you think it should be higher than that?
Yeah.
So it's 1 in 5.
Did any of these girls get semi-pregnant?
From sending a picture?
I just want to know what semi-nude is.
That's what I would like to know as well.
I mean, Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, yeah. Who has been the biggest, and prior to her, it was Britney Spears. Those two girls have been the biggest influences or pop stars or whatever for young girls for the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. And we've seen lots of photos of them not wearing panties or sending pictures of themselves in the shower. I mean, it's been all over, you know, internet and YouTube.
Sure.
and you know, Fox News, right? We can't report about what's going on in Sudan, but we can talk about the fact that Britney shaved her head and doesn't wear panties, right? So, you know, yeah, I think it's a little bit more mainstream than 22%.
Well, yeah, I don't know how they got their numbers, right? I mean, it's likely that they asked kids, to be honest, and I don't know about you, but when I was a teenager and they would do these surveys at government school, I was paranoid about them finding out what the answers were as far as it being me versus...
Oh, and at that age, are you kidding? A young girl, like 15, 16, 16 years old, knowing that she has that power, I am going to drive these boys crazy. I'm going to send them a little peep show.
Little tease.
Oh, yeah. And this way you get to be a tease without actually having to, like, even touch.
You don't have to be in the vicinity of the viewers. So, but they've got reasons for this. The government people, you
good
know,
reasons,
they
I'm
care.
Sure.
You know, they care, right?
Save the
your
children.
Kids.
Right. So you show the girls you care by throwing them in jail for a set class C misdemeanor.
Well, you're right, Mark. There is a possibility of jail.
Where they can learn all sorts of really great skills and talents.
Right. 800-259-9231. So we'll share with you what they are saying is so bad about texting. Because it's supposedly real bad. And, you know, it's going to ruin their lives. Really? 1-800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and branded M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com. The Maine name in military supply.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. And you can tell us if sexting has ruined your life. Because that's what the government people are going to try to claim here in a moment. 1-800-259-9231.
The lack of it is hurting mine.
The what?
The lack of it is hurting mine, I think.
Michelle needs more sexting. So, you can dial in, and you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site. They are free, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so by going to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find a list of things that you can do there. There's also ways to shop with the show. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon for various different Amazon sites from around the world. We've all linked them in the same place. It's basically your portal to get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live, because when you enter Amazon through the links you'll find at shop.freetalklive.com, a portion of the sale will go to Free Talk Live. So get your shopping done and get the stuff you need at shop.freetalklive.com and help the show.
Michelle, if you want to solve that sexting problem, all you have to do is just give your cell phone number out over the airwaves right now. And believe me, you'll get lots of pictures.
I tried that once. Ian shut it down.
Oh, that's a bad idea. It's a bad, bad idea. It's a bad idea. Intern for Liberty. Make a difference, get experience, and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduate students, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all types of journalism and in public policy. The internships include a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. They're all things perfect for college students during the summer months. And these internships have turned into job placements in so many different places. Cato Institute, ABC's 2020, The Financial Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, The Economist, and more. Visit libertarianinternships.com for more information and to sign up to receive updates and reminders. It's libertarianinternships.com.
So the news here is out of Texas, where there's a bill that's been proposed that will make sexting, so-called, which is the sending of a explicit photograph of a teenager to another teen or whoever. It's basically the crime is taking the photo in the first place and sending it, becomes sexting. And they're going to make that into a Class C misdemeanor. And actually, the details on this are that will be an improvement over the current system. Because right now, teenagers can be charged with child porn, which is a felony charge. So, technically, this may actually be worth supporting from that perspective, in that if it saves a kid from getting a felony charge of child porn for taking a nude photo of themselves and gives them instead a Class C misdemeanor, then that's preferable, I suppose.
I guess the advice you give your teenagers is don't send pictures of yourself over the cell phone. If you want to show them that part, show them in person.
Well,
what else?
So, okay, does it define it a little more? Like, for example, What if it's a scantily clad picture where
that's
everything
a good question.
See-through? What if it's of a buttock
that would probably
but
be
not
nudes.
Genitalia? What if it's, you know, I mean, like, what it's, exactly?
It says semi-nude, and I...
Semi-nude could probably mean, you know, a lingerie shot or something like that.
I would define it as topless, but I don't know.
Okay,
what about
so what
bikini?
If,
yeah.
What if it's topless, but you have your fingers over your nipples?
These are all good questions, Michelle, and I suppose it'll all be arbitrarily defined by whomever decides to charge the kids with a criminal act, right? I'll know it when I see it.
That's really how, I mean, to go back to, in kind of a strange way, back to the incrementalization that we were talking about and how people just kind of roll over, this is how it happens. Is because, like you just said, well, this Class C misdemeanor is better than the felony, so I guess we'll go for that, you know, even though it's... They're both, you know, state intervention where it's really a parent issue, not a state issue.
Well, the state believes they're going to get involved and make you a better parent because you're a bad parent if your kids, according to this senator, you're bad if you let your kids sext and you don't do anything about it. So they're going to force you to go to some sort of a reparenting class. And indeed, here is his excuse for what he's doing, Abbott, the man that introduced this bill. Sexting message senders have no control over their message's ultimate destination.
Agreed.
Embarrassing or sexually explicit messages can be forwarded to other students.
Agreed.
And later spread quickly through a school or anywhere in the world.
Agreed.
He says, points out that currently teens engaged in sexting can be charged with possessing or trafficking in child pornography, and that offense carries the potential of decades of prison time, plus the requirement that the teen register for the rest of his or her life as a sex offense pervert. Watson is the guy that introduced the bill. He says the bill's legal provisions ensure that minors are punished for their improper behavior, but do not face life-altering criminal charges.
Mary, who was the mother of Jesus, was 13 years old when she had Jesus, and she was like 14 and a half when she had her next child. So,
are you calling God a child rapist?
You know, I mean, it's just really interesting. 100 years ago, people were getting married at 15.
Yeah, 13, sure.
We are denying the natural inclination of puberty and what have you.
Not only denying, but trying to cover it up and pretend like it's unnatural and pretend mm-hmm. like it shouldn't happen and that it won't happen if we just pass enough laws and send enough parents to parenting classes. So, you know, on one aspect, I appreciate that this guy is trying to lessen the effect of someone getting caught with the so-called sexting. On the other side, I don't really believe this is the end of the world. It would be the end of the world for somebody if they got caught, you know, charged with a felony. No doubt about that. If they, you know, ended up having to register as a sex offender for the rest of their lives, that would be a pretty tremendous effect from taking
a
nude photo.
I don't know what a Class C misdemeanor is.
It's the lowest level.
Well,
misdemeanor.
I suppose that's superior to...
To a felony.
Yeah, a lot.
It's much, much superior. So yeah. From that perspective, this is a positive move. But the idea that sexting is, because the suggestion here is that, well, this is bad. You know, this could have lifelong consequences. Now, it would only have a lifelong consequence if you were charged with a felony. But otherwise, considering how popular this is, because some people would suggest that, well, this is bad because, you know, later on down the line, you'll regret it, and it could, you know, make you look bad at a job interview or whatever. The idea that somehow what you did when you were 15 years old, what sexual experimentation you engaged in when you were 15, is somehow going to reflect on who you are as a 25-year-old,
it can't be helpful.
I think it's pretty ludicrous.
I don't think
it's going to hurt.
Well,
I mean,
okay.
Look at this. 22% of teen girls admit they've sent these sexting messages. I mean, that's 1 in 5 people that you're interviewing for this job done this.
Did nobody do, I'll show you yours if you show me mine, or
sure,
show whatever, or like playing sandbox.
Doctor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm interested in knowing what the consequences are if this kids the same age in the same state commit acts of sex.
That's usually
in the past
statutory
rape. Yeah, it's been
I know there was the case in Salt Lake City where the two kids, one was 13, one was 14.
Mm-hmm.
But
and they charged them both.
Yeah.
With victimizing each other.
Yes.
Right.
Funny, I didn't feel victimized.
Yeah. So your thoughts are certainly welcome. If you've got them, 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves here. I just think it's overblown. I think it's overblown and overrated. I mean, people have been looking at nude pictures of each other for a long time. Now it's just much more possible and easily accessible. You don't have to take your photos to a photo lab to have them developed. They're available instantaneously. They can be sent instantaneously. And no amount of state crackdowns on sexting is going to put a stop to it.
None of those people in Texas should ever go to the beautiful hotel on Maui that has the sculptures.
Is Maui in Texas or in Hawaii?
No, in Hawaii. Okay. But they should never go to this beautiful hotel on Maui on the beach where throughout the entire hotel is $90 million worth of sculpture of nudes.
Yeah, but are there nude teenagers?
Well, they're all ages. I mean, they're all sizes, and it appears to be all ages and stuff. So someone had it in their mind, you know, like to do a David-like sculpture of, you know, younger people. And
well, that's also brings you back to the discussion, or not that we've had it tonight, but that we've had in the past, the idea that nudity is sexuality. And I don't think it is.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
It's in the eye of the beholder as to whether it's sexual or not. And I think the people that look at a nude sculpture and you know, I get all offended by that. There's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
Something screwy in your mind to think that, you know, the Statue of David or whatever other sculpture we're talking about here is somehow sexy. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty ludicrous.
Well, I think it's generally a bad idea to send naked bits of yourself around the internet. And, you know, it's gonna go poorly many times. I don't know what the percentages are. I don't know if anybody can find that, but it's gonna go poorly. I understand what the politician wants here. It seems as though he's lessened the punishment, but it likely will be more thoroughly enforced. What?
It hasn't passed. I mean, this is just a proposal.
Hopefully. I mean, that would be superior to what
for
they
all
have
we know,
been.
This will get up in the, you know, the state house or the Senate, and then you'll have somebody else in Texas. Well, we can't just be reducing these here charges. This is a felony.
But kids need to make mistakes, and that's the time to do it. And that's, you know, that's when you grow. And if we protect people from making mistakes, they're going to become idiot adults.
They'll never stop this. They're charging thousands of kids with Class C misdemeanors already in Texas, and that hasn't stopped the misbehavior at school. It's just making money for the state. See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice, and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.